closing out the show with Magic Castles. Magic Castles and Wander from their album Sky Sounds. Bob Thompson before that from his album The Sound of Speed on Dot Records. Sub-Manhattan Blues. Bly Wallentine. I don't quite know what to make of him yet. I've only heard a few things, and they're really weird. We heard Sinister Desires from the Bly Wallentine album, I Found My Foot. The Courtneys with Iron Deficiency from their second album. And we heard Firkit El Ansan with Doña El Arkam from a collection of Egyptian disco and boogie cassette tracks from 1982 to 1992. Newly issued on I don't know what label. But you can find it out there. Hey, stay tuned for 7 Second Delay. Yeah, 7 Second Delay is back, encore edition from 2018. Women Sing to Andy. My name's Irwin. I'll be back next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. This is WFMU East Orange. WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
How are things on your phone, Andy Breckman?
Fine. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, no problem.
But
this is our little radio show.
I know. I'm putting my phone down so I can see it only in my peripheral vision.
Okay.
And we'll check it only every minute or so.
What are you checking for?
Anything that might distract me from the goings-on here.
From the radio show.
that you're doing.
Yeah.
With that idiot partner of yours.
Well, that would be you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Look, just because I'm here doesn't mean I have to listen. There's no, right? Field Marshal Friedman. This is still America.
That's true. I can't make you listen.
You can't make me listen.
No, I can drag you sure into the studio.
You sure can't make me enjoy it or listen. As long as there's a breath in my body, I will distract myself. Hey, buddy. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Great show this morning.
Thank you.
I don't know how you did it, man. You came out of the gate like gangbusters. I said, he can't maintain that kind of energy. But he did, man, for all the whole 30 minutes of your show.
And what was the word on the street?
Word on the street? You can't top it. No reason to listen next week. It can't be topped.
Cool. That makes me feel great. Thank you.
Sure, buddy.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I didn't listen.
Yeah, I know. You got your gum there?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Can I have some gum?
Sure.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, it's in my car. You want me to get it?
No, it's okay.
You have to get it.
No, it's okay.
Back in 10.
No, yeah, give Irwin your car keys.
You want to go get my gum?
Irwin, go buy some gum. Go buy some artisanal.
It's a block away.
Oh, that's good that you don't park in our parking lot.
Yeah, I have to get used to that.
Yeah.
You sold your parking lot. You must have gotten, what, $25, $30 million for that property?
No.
No?
$25, $30.
Yeah. No, we were sick and tired of the convenience of parking around back.
Yeah. Well, you never parked in the parking lot for some reason.
Well, if there's a spot
sometimes
on the street. Well, I get here. I get here in the evenings, and there's often a spot. So what's going up back there? Abortion clinic?
Abortion clinic, weed dispensary.
Little slice of heaven for you.
I'm thinking Lincoln.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, thinking ahead.
Yep.
All your needs.
Also planning on...
Every need any hippie could want.
Going to create a line of combo bong weapons for weapons hippies.
For hippies that want to arm themselves?
Yeah. You know how they make flashlights that also double as a battering ram?
No, this I've never heard. A battering ram / flashlight?
You don't have those?
It's a battering ram that lights up. So you can find your car keys.
It's a flashlight that's made of really heavy metal and then go extending beyond the incredibly bright lights or like spikes. So you could really damage somebody if you just hit them head on with the flashlight.
And what's the market for that? Nearsighted hippies? What's the market for
it's
it?
It's a self-defense tool.
You mean if you're walking, you have a flashlight?
You have a flashlight. If you shine a really bright flashlight right in somebody's face, they can't see. You've blinded them.
Oh, my God. Has there ever been... I'd love to talk to the manufacturer and say, cite me one instance, one documented instance, where this has gotten someone out of a jam. They can't do it. When I was mugged, when I was a kid on St. Mark's Place in New York, in my pocket, I had a canister of mace. My mother had given me a canister of mace because I was moving to the city. I was in the Lower East Side.
Right.
This is before it was gentrified. It was.
You carried it around with you at all times.
Carried it around with me at all times. So 1977, I'm walking home from the movies. It's night. It's midnight. And I turn around. There's a kid with a gun in my face. I'm with a friend. So it's two of us. Kid with a gun in my face, right? Mm-hmm. Give me your wallet, he says. Yeah. And your mind disconnects. You don't think. Your hand goes in your pocket and you give them the wallet. All you can see is the gun. It's all you can see, believe me. You're not looking at anything else. And then he takes off. If I had tried to reach for my canister of mace and turn the knob so it's pointing the right way and holding it up to the guy, I'd have to begin by saying, could you please hold still for a good 30 seconds? I'd have to ask his. I'd have to ask his cooperation.
I agree with you that mace versus gun wins.
Well, okay.
This
is my way of saying, okay, imagine I had a Star Wars flashlight with me. Imagine that. You wouldn't have your co-host with you. We'd never have even met.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Flashlight versus gun.
Yeah.
Gun wins.
Yeah. I'd like to see one documented case where that thing has gotten someone out of a jam. The flashlight with the spikes. I challenge. Well, it's impossible.
There was a case last week.
Oh, for the love of God.
There was a case last week at a marijuana dispensary in Ontario.
Yeah.
Where four guys rushed the dispensary and they had bear spray. They were like, you know, really powerful pepper spray, bear spray, anti-bear spray. And one of the clerks at the dispensary just took the biggest glass bong he could find and he beat off the four assailants. It's a documented case.
And you read about that, what, in your Weed Monthly?
It's weedweekly.com.
Yeah, Seeds and Stem Monthly. Hey, by the way, congratulations on making the cover 5 times last year.
Thank you. Money well spent.
Money well spent.
That's all my publicist.
Hey, we have a great show tonight.
Yeah, we do. We were
finally. I'm indulging myself.
Yes.
Instead of catering to you and your taste and your whims, mm-hmm. and doing shows,
yep.
that strike your fancy, we're going to do a show for me tonight. It's Andy's time to shine.
Very well. What is it that you would like to do, Andy?
Well, I'd like to invite. My wife and I have a little running private joke where she's promised that if I should predecease her,
uh-huh.
and there's a memorial service, she will get up and sing Nobody Does It Better. The Spy Who Loved Me theme song.
By Carly Simon.
By Carly Simon.
So she's going to sing that at your... At your funeral.
Yes, that was always my intention.
Yeah, hey, I believe that's come up before on the program.
It has, although you know what happened? Listen to this. Now it's kind of been soured a little bit. The bloom is off the rose a little bit because I mentioned that I have some friends who are on the Simpsons writing staff.
Uh-huh.
And I mentioned that to them at some social gathering. We were hanging out. And then 9 months later, a year later, I'm watching The Simpsons. And Milhouse or his father says, okay, at my funeral, my wife has agreed to sing Nobody Does It Better. You know, they use the joke.
Yeah.
They use, okay, and they might not have remembered it's my joke or it's, you know, it's flattering, right, to have a joke. But now, if Beth gets up at my funeral and sings it, people will think, oh, she got that from The Simpsons.
Yeah. Yeah, you've put her in a very difficult position.
Well, it's not as fresh. It's not as funny now because it was,
people
it was
are
on that
think,
show.
People are going to think she's a plagiarist.
Well, they're going to think, oh, Andy and Beth, they just ripped it off some old Simpson episode. And,
yeah.
And then there's no way to convince someone that you thought of it first. You sound like an idiot. You sound like a baby.
You sound like a lunatic.
Well, you sound like just a child. You know, I thought that was my idea first.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what that is. But anyway, to get back to our show, this little radio show that you seem so fond of, so committed to. Inexplicably.
You're committed to
Committed to this little routine we do. I thought if you would allow me to indulge myself. By the way, God bless you for letting us do this tonight. No other station manager on earth would let somebody do this, let alone co-host a show where it's done. But I would like to invite girls, female listeners, to call and sing Nobody Does It Better to me. It would just be kind of sweet, I think. And I'm just indulging myself. There's no reason for it, right? There's no therapeutic reason for it.
Of course not. No, your hands are going to stay on the top of the table.
Yeah. I'm not going to pleasure myself while someone... thinks Nobody Does It Better, but...
I was suggesting no such thing.
But the lyrics are available. We have them posted, right?
Yeah, they're on today's playlist page. Go to WFMU.org.
Or if you know the song, you don't need the lyrics, or you can go on...
Click on playlist in comments. You can sing it a cappella. You can sing it with a karaoke track, maybe.
Or if your phone is connected to the World Wide Web, the Internet, you can click on Internet and then type out Nobody Does It Better.
Oh, yes, yes. You could bring up the lyrics for yourself.
Yeah, it's on the Internet.
I like going to the web and typing Internet. That's the best.
Yeah, type www/://
Internet.
Internet. And you'll get right there. Oh, my God, the wonders that await you there.
Yeah.
I wish I could see your faces, little listeners, as you start to explore the Internet. My advice, begin at the first page. Of the Internet.
There is a first page.
There is a first page of the Internet?
Yeah, there is.
I'd like to buy a little ad on that page. What is the first page?
Tim Berners-Lee put up a research statement, you know, about the web.
Has it been up ever since?
Yeah, this new thing that he's working on.
What circa what year?
Good question.
85?
No, probably more like late 80s or very early 90s. I'm not positive.
His name is what's his name?
Tim Berners-Lee.
And what's the name of the page?
There is a name of the page. I can't remember what it is.
And he's kept it up, and it has a URL address.
Yep.
And it's the first page of the Internet. Well, that's a great place to start. And then go to the second page and third page. And soon you'll be the best informed little kid in seventh grade. You'll know everything.
Yeah.
Everything there is to know. And if it's on the internet, you know it's true.
People on the chat board are upset that we didn't do the book jacket club.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, just two people.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, tell those two people we're sending them a bumper sticker as their consolation. They're getting a bumper sticker. They can't lose.
But what you really want is you want a woman to call up.
I want a series of women. I want 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 women. We have a karaoke track. If you'd rather sing to karaoke, you can sing a cappella, sing in your own style. It would make me happy. I give and give and give, don't I? I'm here almost every week.
You do.
I'm here once or twice a month.
Yep. At least.
And now I'm asking, is this too much to ask someone to give back? Here's the number, 201-209-9368. That is the Spy Who Loved Me hotline. 201-209-9368.
And now we just sit back and wait for Wait for the female singers to...
Well, first, of course, they need permission from their boyfriends or husbands.
I don't think they do. Mm-hmm.
In case anyone's wondering, I did call Beth and I did tell her about this idea.
Yeah.
And I got permission.
You got permission from your wife, Beth.
To have to be serenaded by our women listeners. That's how confident we are in our relationship.
If women don't call, which is what's happening now.
Yeah.
Would it be okay if a guy?
No. 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 Not into it. Don't roll that way. Nothing against it. Nothing against it. I get it. I get why some guys might be into it.
Uh-huh.
Just not how I roll.
Very well.
Some guy's going to think nobody does it better to me.
I'm just trying to go with the concept. I'm just trying to widen the net.
I can't even, now that you're mentioning about that net thing.
Yeah.
I don't think I could have a child sing it to me. I can't, I mean, you have to be, I think, just... To be in my own comfort zone, I think the girl, the female, has to be over 12.
Right. So a young girl or a young boy singing Nobody Does It Better to you would make you really uncomfortable.
Yes.
You heard it yourself, listeners. We need a young child to call
up. No, I can't. I can't. I can't listen to a girl. Really. I just made a joke about 12. No, you have to be of age. You have to be 18.
We need is a little kid.
You have to be consenting. No. I can't have a girl.
A little girl.
I can't. I'd really have to take my headphones off.
Oh, come on. You remember that? You remember the hit by Lena Zavaroni?
No.
Help me make it through the night. She was 11 years old. She had a Stax hit with that Kris Kristofferson song. You know,
well, that's not just because there's a precedent doesn't mean it's right.
Pull the ribbon from my hair.
Dear God. Wait, is that the
help me make it through the night?
Dear God, she sang that at the age of 11?
Yeah, 11 or 12.
Oh, 12. Come on. That's all right. I thought you said 11.
Come on, people. 201-209-9368.
Okay, we're looking for adult women. I really can't have kids. I just can't.
Or kids. That would make Andy so uncomfortable.
Oh, my God. It wouldn't make you uncomfortable?
You'd only have... Well, they're singing it to you. I'm just the engineer. They'd be singing it to you. Even just to hear the opening line, nobody does it better.
No. I can't. You can't do that.
Okay.
And for a completely different reason, I don't want to hear, an old lady do it either.
Oh, then that's perfect also.
Okay, hold on. Here's the restriction. Woman. We're looking for female, gender, right. Female.
From 7 years old.
No. Minimum age.
To 77.
I can't even say 18.
To 87.
Wait a minute. How old are my daughters? They have to be older than my oldest daughter.
Older than your oldest daughter?
Yeah.
How about we get your daughters to call?
No. That would be... No. That's worse than
Beth,
a kid.
Beth.
No.
Get Julie or Rachel to call us right
worse.
Now or Molly.
Wait. How old is Rachel? Wait. Josh is 30. Wait. Hold on. What year is it now?
Dong Soon is never here when you need him.
Okay, if you tell me what year it is now, and you tell me the year my daughter Rachel was born.
Here's a hint. Very soon it's going to be 2019.
Okay, it's 2018.
Yeah.
What year was Rachel born?
Don't know. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hi.
Oh, jeez. We don't want to talk to guys.
Well, I like guys.
Yeah.
It's just not... But it
we
just
want,
doesn't...
We want women from 7 to 87 to call and sing.
No, we want, wait.
Nobody
I have
does
to say,
it better.
I have to say 32.
Oh, come
to,
on.
To, let's say 60.
So you're,
hold on, I could find this number in my head. 60.
Oh, come on, you're making our net so
small. No, it has to be
here.
Younger than me. Wait, I'm 63. To 62. Oh. 32 to 62.
This is a weird fetish you have. It's like you want it sung to you, but it has
I
to
do.
Be. It's a
I
weird
do.
Fetish.
Well, you can't be younger than my kids.
So you that's why nobody be. That's why nobody wants to call, because this is your weird
201-209-9368. Well, no, we're fine. Gender, female, minimum age, 32, maximum age, 62. First language, primary language, English.
Don't take the 32 seriously.
Musical talent, not optional. Completely
don't,
optional.
Don't take the 62 seriously. Jeez.
201-209-9368. Okay.
Andy has always wanted to do this, to just have a show where women call up and sing. Nobody does it better to him. So that's what
from
we're doing.
From the spy who loved me.
This is our plan B. We had a plan A. There, fell apart. The Book Jacket Club.
Well, come on. Be honest, though. Be a little transparent. You also had were skeptical.
It had problems. It was hard to
couldn't have been worse than this.
You're right. It was like maybe a 3-minute sketch idea.
201-209-9368. Our original idea, we thought for a minute was very funny, was instead of having a book club tonight, we would have a book jacket club. We would all read the same book jacket and then call and discuss it.
Just discuss the book jacket.
Because nobody has time to read books.
Right.
We're watching Netflix, man.
Yeah. Hey, your Netflix show's coming out.
Oh, yeah. Very exciting.
September 21st. Good luck.
Be there and be square. Thanks, buddy.
Can't wait.
Thanks, buddy. I think you'll dig it. I think you'll dig it the most.
I've asked all my friends to watch it on as many devices as they can.
That's great.
To multiply your number.
I'm inviting everyone I know to get 70,000 friends each.
That's great. That's the way
to commit to watching it.
Bit by bit.
Yeah, and then if they get 70,000 friends.
Brick by brick.
We'll have the most popular show in the free world.
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
Looking for people to sing Nobody Does It Better to Andy Breckman.
No, not people. No.
Female,
gender.
Female impersonators?
Like, no! That's almost,
why?
That's worse than anything.
Why?
Okay.
A good female impersonator, you wouldn't even be able to tell the difference.
I would.
No, you wouldn't.
The cops use me in tough cases. I'm good at that. My radar is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm often brought in. I'm called into the precinct. They have a suspect. Hey, Andy, we're looking at a female, looking at a guy.
Phone number is 201-209-9368.
You know what I'll do before anyone calls? Do you have an Adam's apple? They have to pass that quiz.
Oh, a lot of people have their Adam's apples removed.
No one has their Adam's apple removed.
You can have it softened.
What the hell are you babbling about now?
Have you heard of plastic surgery?
Yes, but no one's ever.
Oh, come on. It's called Adam's apple reduction surgery. It's a thing.
It's a thing from your fevered imagination. It's a thing. 201-209-9368. Come on, let's just get the ball rolling.
You're on the air. Can you sing us Nobody Does It Better?
Nobody does it better than...
Jeez, Louise.
We should explain the facts of life to Nick.
Hi, you're on the air.
Nick, we're looking for chicks.
Hello there, you're on the air now.
Nick, just put him through, honey.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Hey!
Oh.
Thanks for calling.
What's your name?
Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie, do you know this song? Are you familiar with this song?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure your boyfriend or husband has asked you to sing it to him many times.
Julie Andrews. I know the Julie Andrews version.
There's such a thing as a Julie Andrews version?
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I'd love to hear that. Of course, I'm only familiar with Carly Simon. I'd be flattered and honored if you would serenade me with the...
All right. I'm going to try. I'm not a singer, but today I was like, I'm going to call in.
Oh.
Well, thank you, Charlie.
It's so appreciated, Charlie.
And then you guys were like, only women. I was like, ah, geez, there's no way I can't not.
That's right, because you fit that bill. That's actually... It's as if we were...
I was like, why'd you set it up?
It's as if we were shining a beacon onto your house, right, when we said only women. Okay, so Charlie, now would you like some accompaniment? We do have karaoke, or would you like to try a cappella?
Oh, accompaniment would be awesome.
Okay, now it's going to be playing through your phone. Is that right, Ken?
Yeah, you're going to have to listen to the backing track through the phone. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want me to sing the whole song?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, the whole song.
unless we hit the gong.
All right.
This is Charlie.
You're done.
This is Charlie.
Okay, I'm going to start. Can you hear that, Charlie?
No.
Oh, hang on a second.
Okay, we're going to start over. Can you hear that, Charlie?
No, wait a second. There we go. Can you hear it now?
Yeah.
Okay, now we're starting it over. Do you want me to help you get into it so you know when to come in?
Yeah, okay. That would be awesome.
Okay, I hope I can do it, but I'll try.
You can do it.
Well, this is actually very moving for me. Here we go. Nobody does
it better. Makes me feel sad for the rest. Nobody.
I think you're running a little fast. Here we go. Nobody does it
better.
Half as good as you, baby. You're the best. Okay, here we go, Charlie. Ready? I wasn't looking. Charlie, have you ever heard this song before? There it is.
It tried to hide from your love.
But there you go.
Above me, the spy who loved me is keeping all my secrets safe tonight.
I'm just so moved. This is wonderful. Here we go. And nobody
does it better.
Now, we've never met, you and me, right, Charlie?
No, I wish.
But it's as if you've known me my whole life.
Maybe in a past life.
Nobody does it quite the way you do. Andy, throw my name in. Andy, why'd you have to be so good?
Andy, why'd you gotta be so good?
Thank you, Charlie. The way that you hold me.
Whenever you hold me, there's some kind of magic inside me that keeps me from running, but just keep it coming. How'd you learn to do the things you do?
Andy.
Yeah, I think throwing Andy in, I think somehow it makes it even more sentimental.
Better.
Makes me feel sad.
Are you coming back in, Charlie?
Nobody does it
half as good as you.
Thanks, Ken. Wait, is this from you, Ken, now?
No. I'm just guiding Charlie.
Okay, Charlie, it means the world to me for
and Charlie,
thank you.
Now you know what's gonna, you know what'll top this off, Charlie? Charlie?
Yes.
Can you tell Andy that you're 11 years old now? And make it sound real.
That can't be true.
Go ahead.
Oh God.
Charlie, how old are you?
3.
Charlie, how old are you?
Say 11.
11 times 3.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, she hit our minimum age.
All right.
I love it.
Thanks so much, Charlie.
Hey, you know what we have for you, Charlie? We have for all of our people that participate.
What do we have, Andy?
Well, I have a neighbor down the street, not right across the street, but kind of catty corner across the street.
Mr. Garcia?
Who's very, very devout. The very devout people, the Corcoran family, and I'm going to have them pray for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask them to put you in their prayers. Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Thanks, Charlie.
And that's something that's a gift that I will be giving to anyone who participates. 201-209-9368.
So you're going to have the Cochrans pray for them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Can you
sing to us?
They're very well connected. Hi, thanks for calling. What's your name?
Oh, is that me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's me. You know, it's funny because I had the lyrics and then they sort of disappeared on me. But, oh, my name's Jenny.
Hey, Jenny, thanks so much. This means the world to me. It means almost nothing to Ken, but it means a lot to me.
Well, now, I'm really glad. It means a lot to me, except that I can't seem to get the lyrics back up again.
Well, hold on. We'll give you a minute. You can Google the lyrics. If you Google Nobody Does It Better.
But I know that you have some sort of special lyrics.
About it. I was just saying it's fun to throw in my name, Andy.
Just throw in, replace
every baby, replace every baby with Andy.
We'll do that.
And again, I want to thank the staff at FMU and especially my co-host and boss here, Ken, for letting me indulge myself so completely.
With your odd little fetish.
It's like taking an emotional sponge bath. Andy, come to work today. Enjoy your sponge bath. Thank you, Kenny.
I'm just typing this in. It. Better.
And then lyrics.
Listen. So I'm so there.
Okay. Now, Jenny, would you like to sing with the karaoke track, or would you like to go on your own?
Oh, gosh. Without a net. No, doesn't matter.
No, let's go a cappella.
We're going to go a cappella. Yeah, okay. I'm just going to sit back and let your love wash over me.
You just sit back and relax and let me get it on the thing.
May I just interject before you begin? Oh, best show we've ever done. Well, how could this have taken 25 years?
I don't know.
We got to do this every week.
Yeah.
I think so.
Because I mean,
okay, well,
and then next week we'll sing Eve of Destruction for you, Ken, or some other your theme song. What the hell?
Interpretive dance. You need an interpretive dance.
Whatever you want to hear.
All right,
sung.
I'm ready.
Okay, thank you, Jenny. Here we go.
You want me to do it with the track or not? No, a cappella.
Yeah, a cappella would be easier.
Nobody does it better, Andy. Makes me feel happy. Sad for the rest.
Andy.
Nobody does it half as good as you.
She's great.
Baby, you're best. I was looking. Somehow you found me. It tried to hide from your love life. But like heaven above me, who loved me is keeping all my secrets safe. Do I have to keep on going?
Yes! Are you kidding?
Well, sometimes I wish someone could.
She's amazing.
She is amazing.
My husband. Nobody does it quite the way you do. Why do you have to be so good?
Andy.
Yeah.
That's the part that says,
wow, Jenny,
Andy,
that was great.
Andy, you do it better. Oh, God, I don't have any more lyrics.
Andy, Jenny,
you do it like nobody ever did.
Jenny, you made my year.
Andy, I'm sorry. You're dead and in your grave.
I don't really hear that. I couldn't.
Thank you.
You're dead and in your grave.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thanks. Absolutely. Hey, Jenny, if you're not busy, if you want to save the date, I'd love you to come to my memorial service and sing a duet with my wife.
Absolutely, we'll do that.
Oh, that would mean the world to me. Thanks, Jenny.
Bye.
Bye. Now, that's talent.
She was a real singer.
Yeah.
Damn.
When was the last time you had a real talented singer broadcasting over
the
airs here?
It's never happened.
No, it's never been happened. I know.
Yeah.
I know. You're going to have to work hard to get your listeners back.
We've had engineers who didn't think it was possible. But we just proved them wrong.
You can broadcast talent.
Yep.
These wires work. These wires will even broadcast good music.
So we're indulging Andy's odd musical fetish here and inviting women to call up and sing Nobody Does It Better by Carly Simon. You can either find the lyrics yourself or we have them on the playlist page, which is at WFMU.org, and then just click on playlist and comments.
And our number is 201-209-9368. And that was very moving. That really meant something to me.
Yeah.
Nobody
does. She had an incredible voice.
What was your favorite James Bond theme song?
Oh, good question. Shirley Bassey, Goldfinger.
Yeah.
Or Tom Jones, Thunderball. There's so many great ones.
He's the man. The man with the Midas touch.
Yeah.
He loves only
it's
gold.
It's between those two. I think, let's say, there's something. Somehow those two are related also.
Oh, I know, Hal. I believe they're the only two James Bond theme songs that you can remember. I think that's what they have in common.
In some other way.
Oh, they're related in another way. Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah. I think maybe they wanted Shirley Bassey to sing Thunderball and she refused or something. I can't
remember. Yeah, you can't because she couldn't top Goldfinger?
Yeah.
What's your favorite James Bond movie?
Boy, I'm not a huge fan.
Oh, no, I guess not. He's a heterosexual.
Yeah.
Strong.
Yeah, I've gone back and watched the earlier ones. Yeah. How about you?
Well,
you're a movie expert.
Well, Goldfinger.
No.
Goldfinger.
Really?
The greatest.
Really?
It's a perfect movie. When you're 9 years old.
Yeah. I've gone back and watched some of those early ones. They're really slow.
No, they're great.
They seem so slow now.
Well, the stories make sense and...
Oh, yeah, laser sharks and... Yeah.
Well, I mean, not the Roger Moore stuff.
Yeah.
Boy, Sean Connery was great. I like the new guy, too.
Oh, who's the new guy?
Craig,
Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig. I actually like him a lot. All right, so we're still looking for people.
There's a funny story about Daniel Craig.
Yeah, go ahead.
What?
Tell me the funny story about Daniel Craig.
No, I'd rather not. But just trust me, there's a funny story.
There is a funny story.
Yeah.
Who told it to you?
It doesn't matter. Just trust me. God, you make me mad. I'm telling you there's a funny story about Daniel Craig. I don't have to prove it.
I'm just trying to...
God, Ken. This is the kind of thing that really gets me. Just trust me once in a while. Give me the benefit of the doubt.
Did you hear it at a Hollywood...
It doesn't matter where I heard it. I don't need to prove to you that it's a funny story about Daniel Craig. There's just a funny story about Daniel Craig.
I like details. I just want some details.
I don't need to give you the details. You just either you trust me, either you trust your partner, your co-host of 25 years, or you don't.
A
lot of other co-hosts would say, oh, a funny story about Daniel Craig, and then they would laugh just to give me the benefit of the doubt. They would know it's a funny story and laugh.
That's not funny. Saying that there's a funny story about
Daniel Craig. They wouldn't make me do all the work. They would trust me. They would trust me and know that it was a funny story.
People want to hear the funny story, not the fact that the funny story exists.
People that don't know you might want to hear the details, but your friends give you the best. When my friends say to me, if I have an old friend and say, hey, something funny happened to me today, I just laugh. I'm polite. I go, oh, that's fantastic. Lucky for you, something funny happened to you.
People would think...
You're blessed.
People would think...
I wouldn't demand to know the details.
That's something that brain-damaged people do.
Man, you're not cool at all, man. I don't know where this is coming. I'm seeing a side of you now that I just never saw. 201-209-9368. We're looking for... I'm looking for...
A 7-year-old girl to sing Nobody Does It Better.
We may not get another call.
Or a woman of any age.
We may not get another call.
7 to 87.
32 to 62.
But especially 7 to 87.
Especially 37.
And the phone number...
That's the sweet spot.
The phone number to call and engage Andy's little fetish here is 201-209-9368. We've had two people sing it to him already. It would be great to have a couple more. We have karaoke. We have reverb. The best thing for the karaoke would be if you can listen to your phone on headphones, then it would work.
We're not going to get another call. That's my prediction. 201-209-9368. It's over, buddy. I think Jenny did such a good job, she might have intimidated.
Well, now we're going for people who've tuned in since Jenny's call ended.
Yeah.
Those people.
Let's tell them Jenny sucked.
Yeah. Jenny was amazing. Charlie was pretty good, too.
Charlie was great, too.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to play Dead Air Chicken?
Nope. Don't like that game.
I know. That's why it's such a great game.
If
you liked it, it would be no fun at all. If you weren't squirming and sweating in your seat. You want to go to my plan B where girls call and I talk to them for a minute and then guess their tattoo?
Nobody can do that.
I bet 800.
You get 80% of them right.
Yeah.
Just from talking to a woman, you can tell...
Yeah.
her tattoos?
I often get, I will either get the location of the tattoo or the subject of the tattoo. It's, but in many cases, I can do both.
I would love to see this. If you're a woman and you have a tattoo, please.
Wait, are we giving up on Nobody Does It Better?
No, either one. Either one. Either sing us Nobody Does It Better.
So we're casting two nets into the water.
Well, they're both
a
such,
tuna net?
They're both such damaged nets.
And a net for trout. What will we catch?
They both have enormous holes in them.
Yeah, exactly. Hey. I can guess. You'll see. You'll see. You'll be amazed. If I can guess a woman's tattoo, will you give me a bumper sticker?
Yeah, I'll give you $20.
You'll give me $20?
Yeah, if you can actually guess a woman's tattoo.
201-209-9368. I have to talk to them for a minute.
Yeah, I'll give you 1 or 2 minutes to talk to them, and then you guess.
Guess your tattoo. I used to make money. I paid my way through school. Guessing tattoos.
You've been stockpiling gasoline in your garage since Hurricane Sandy.
I'm all ready. I'm ready for it.
We have a new one coming. A
new hurricane.
It's not going to hit us head on, but there might be a lot of rain.
Well, rain is different than a hurricane. Where you live, do people lose power frequently? Do you lose power in your house?
In Hoboken?
Yeah.
Not so much.
Pretty reliable.
Yeah. We lose water is what we lose in Hoboken.
Oh, really?
Yeah, water. Oh. Yeah, the Sandy destroyed the underground water main system.
So that's vulnerable, huh?
Oh, it's just breaking constantly.
201-209-9368. We're looking for women to sing Nobody Does It Better.
And you've been rotating your gasoline. You know that you can't just store the gasoline in there forever.
Well, there is actually additives you can buy that keep it for a year. Uh-huh. That keep it good for a year. Very and then good. I do rotate it, and I always have gas. Because we were caught flat-footed after Sandy without power. You don't have a generator in your house?
Nope.
But you have one here at the station, right?
Nope.
Oh, well, maybe this is God's way of trying to knock you off the air.
Do you have a generator at home now?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what all the gasoline is for.
Yeah. Well, what else do you think the gasoline's for?
Yeah. I don't know. Molotov cocktails? Defending yourself from the Cochrans? Hi, you're on the air.
Good. Hi, how are you?
Good callback. Hey, are you going to sing Nobody Does It Better?
No, God, no.
Oh, you have a tattoo?
I do.
Okay.
I have a couple, so there's a few to choose from.
I'm gonna nail it. Now watch this. Right. It's like a magic trick.
All right,
it's two minutes. It's like a party trick.
Go ahead.
Okay, where do you live, young lady?
Bloomfield, New Jersey.
Are you younger than 35 years old?
Yes.
Concentrate on one tattoo. The tattoo I'm going to guess. I think it's your most recent one.
No.
Oh, okay. It's your first one?
Yes.
Okay. Were you 23 years old when you got it?
No.
Were you older than 23?
No.
Were you alone when you got it?
No.
Who was with you?
Ex-boyfriend at the time.
Whose idea was it?
Mine.
How close to sober were you? I'm ready with my guess.
Okay.
Boy, I can't wait.
Okay. This is on your lower back. And it is a picture of Boz Scaggs, the singer Boz Scaggs.
Is that correct?
I really wish it was.
That's not right?
Oh,
I was so sure. I would have bet the farm.
It is on my back, but it's bigger than a tramp stamp.
Okay, I give up. What is the tattoo that I was trying to guess?
It's F-holes on my back.
It's what?
F-holes from a violin.
Oh, that's a beautiful design.
Thank you.
Do you play? Do you
I don't know if it's as good as Bob Skaggs, but
do you play violin?
I was young. It was my first one.
There's, do you play violin? Does it mean something to you?
Yeah, I was playing for a while.
Oh, that sounds like a cool tattoo.
And 1 to 10, how much do you regret that tattoo now?
Oh, none. Not at all. It was on my 18th birthday. It was great.
Okay, and you understand that you can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
Yeah.
If you married a Jew, which
I'm half Jewish already. I know. But I don't think there's anybody left who would care, so.
I care, if that means anything.
Thank you.
I've already reserved my spot in the Tattooed Jew Cemetery.
The Tattooed Jew Cemetery?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's a special. Special.
That's right off room.
Well, there's actually a subversive lot of people who would appreciate that.
I think so. All right, it sounds beautiful, and thank you for calling.
Thanks so much. You guys have a good one.
You okay, guys bye-bye. Have a great one.
Are you ready to do this again? I'd like to see it actually work. Hi, you're on
the
air.
I'm just stunned that didn't work.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
What's your name?
Say that again.
What's your name?
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Okay, I'm going to take a guess off right off the top of my head. That's Sarah with an H, am I right?
No H, S-A-R-A.
Exactly. How do I do it?
The only.
You know how I do it? It's like an intuitive thing.
You got it wrong.
I just
wrong.
Can. What?
You got it
yeah,
wrong.
I was just going to say you got it wrong. But...
Well, I was very close, though. I was within one letter.
No, S-A-R-A is the
no,
only
it's,
yeah.
It's binary, so you were completely 180 degrees wrong.
I was one letter off on a four-letter name.
You had two choices, and you chose the wrong one.
Look.
Yeah, there's only one right answer.
So, Sarah, did you want Andy to guess your tattoo, or did you want to sing to us?
Sing? No, I'm kidding. You can guess my tattoo. I have a couple.
Okay, Sarah, just concentrate
more
on one of them.
Couple,
Sarah,
so,
I am
going to
start the timer.
I've been listening to you guys.
Sarah, I think I want to guess the first one you got, okay?
Okay, all right.
Remember, you were 19, remember? You were spring break?
Incorrect, and also incorrect, almost. Almost got the age right.
I guess I should guess 18, 19 all the time. Okay, and who were you with when you got this tattoo?
By myself.
And how close to sober were you?
pretty close, but not exactly.
And was it an impulsive thing, or did you have it, were you planning it and wanted to do it for a while?
It was a bit impulsive, but I wanted it, you know? It wasn't like a... For the moment, you know, a couple months of thought went into that one.
And then 1 to 10, how much do you regret getting this tattoo?
0. I love it. Still
okay,
love it.
I'm ready with my guess.
You haven't even talked to her for a minute yet.
I'm good to go.
You're ready with your guess.
Yes, right. I am.
Okay.
Okay, I would say it's a tramp stamp. It's on your lower back.
Incorrect.
And I believe you've written the words, no regrets. And I'll tell you how I got there.
How?
Because I asked if she regretted it. And she had no regrets. That's detective work.
That's incredible.
And that's how I solved that problem. And thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Right, thank you.
That's how I guessed that.
Thanks, Sarah. You understand that you got it wrong.
Right? I should have kept her on the phone to tell me if I was right or wrong.
No,
I think
she,
I'm
no,
right.
No, she said wrong.
She did?
Yeah, she said that.
I think she has the word wrong written across her lower back.
Well, now we'll never know because she's gone.
We'll never know. I'm the tattoo whisperer. You just call me and talk to me for a minute, and I'll tell you what tattoos you have.
I don't think
I'm amazing.
I
do it at parties. I'm also available at weddings, bar mitzvahs. I go from table to table.
Guessing
tattoos.
What are your rates?
Well, it depends on the function and how many people are there. $800 for a big wedding. 201-209-9368. It's quite extraordinary to see me work work the crowd.
Do
the crowd work.
What kind of success rate do you have?
Close to 0. But by the time they realize that, the check has been cashed. You can cash a check now remotely, you know, on your iPhone.
Right. You can just take a picture of it.
Yeah, so you get paid in advance.
So
the tattoo whisperer gets paid in advance.
You don't have many repeat customers.
Hardly any. Can't imagine.
Some? Do you have one or two repeat customers?
Really, honestly, can't imagine that happening. 201-209-9368. Hey, if I'm wrong, Ken's going to send you a box of T-shirts.
No, I'm not. I'd love it if somebody else would send you. Nobody does it better. One more time.
Nick, just put him through. Nick, if they don't have an Adam's apple, you put him through.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks.
Hi, I don't have an Adam's apple.
That's the only criteria we have for his
I have a
show.
Granny Smith apple in my refrigerator if you want one.
That's a completely different animal. Now, are you calling because you have a tattoo?
Yes, but I also sing.
Oh, I would be honored to hear you sing Nobody Does It Better. And then I'd love to try, just based on your performance, to guess what tattoo you have.
Okay.
But first, what's your name?
Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
We've spoken before. I live in New Hampton.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Oh, Kyle from New Hampton.
Yeah.
Oh, how have you been? You've called before, I believe.
I have. I have a lot of, you know, issues.
Of Kyle and Dale, right? Of Kyle and Dale?
Yes.
Yes, there we go.
I believe you, you're partial to Granny apples.
Granny Smith.
Granny Smith apples, yes.
I am.
If I'm not wrong, you have one right now in your refrigerator.
I do, but I don't have an apple.
Ta-da! Ta-da! To friggin' da!
It's uncanny. Your powers.
You know what it is? It's just paying attention, Ken.
So, Kyle...
she mentioned the Granny Smith apple when she first called.
Yes, I know. Kyle, are you ready to do an a cappella?
I am.
Okay. You take it away anytime.
Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad for the rest. Nobody does it half as good as you. Andy, you're the best.
I love this.
I wasn't looking.
Exactly.
But somehow you found me. I tried to hide from your love life. But like heaven above me, the spy who loved me is keeping all my secrets safe tonight.
I know what she has tattooed. I know where it is.
Where is it?
I believe it's... okay. I believe she has a tattoo on her lower calf. Mm-hmm. Lower left or right leg, left or right leg. And I believe it's a picture of me.
Is that correct, Kyle?
It is totally not.
Yeah, you can't sing. You can't sing with that much sincerity to a man and not have a tattoo of his face. Somewhere on your body. I might be wrong about where.
I might tomorrow, but I don't right now.
Okay, what is the tattoo? I couldn't guess.
It's the classic biker bitch rose.
I love it.
On the chest.
On your chest. I love it. I'm sure it's very sexy and beautiful.
Thanks so much for calling, Kyle. That was great.
That really was. You made my day.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. She was pretty good, too.
She was great.
Yeah.
Like, if Jenny can't make my memorial service, Kyle would be a great film.
Kyle, okay.
And Beth can work out the harmonies, maybe just before the service begins.
I think they should wing it. It's your funeral.
Will you be there?
I'll be there.
Will you wipe that stupid grin off your face for it?
Boy, will I be there.
I'm going to tell Beth not to even begin the service till you wipe that stupid grin off your face. So happy you outlived me. Won the tontine.
I'll bring a Ken Friedman mask so she won't be able to tell.
You'll be handing out t-shirts.
Phone number.
Hey, we should have a t-shirt for memorial service. You never see that. You see t-shirts for concerts, right?
That's true. Good point.
With a date on the back?
Yeah.
Picture the dearly departed?
Yeah.
The cause of death?
And we should
sell them.
Colon
cancer.
We should sell them.
You should sell them. Make a little money. I give you permission.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, did you know that the station's in my will?
That's great.
I redid the will. Yeah, it's true. I left some money. I encourage listeners to do that. But I have this is true. You can ask Beth. It's absolutely true. There's a condition attached.
What is it?
Oh, I won't tell you now. But it's true. Beth will confirm that. There's a condition attached.
I see.
Oh, you'll have a big decision to make. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Are there many things in your will that are conditional?
Nope.
Just that. That's the only.
Yeah.
So at the reading of the will.
Yeah. You'll be groaning pretty loudly.
Yeah, the lawyer will inform me.
Yeah.
What hoops I have to jump through.
how much money's at stake and what the conditions are. And then you decide. You're the station manager.
Yes.
You have a tough decision.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Beth.
Hey, Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Hey, Beth.
I think, honey, I know why you're doing the show.
Why are we doing the show?
There's not 10-second delay, but this show specifically. Is because you heard me singing this weekend, and you thought you want somebody else to sing. For you.
No, honey, you're my girl. I want you to sing at my.
But now I don't think I can do it. I think I might freeze up. I don't think I can do.
Well, you can bring in a ringer. You can bring in a singer if you want. If you're more comfortable.
Okay, so I think what I might do is have someone else sing the song.
Yeah.
God forbid.
But you stand next to her and cry.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And sob. Hey, will you confirm to Ken that there's a condition on?
Yeah, is that called a cudgel?
A codicil.
A codicil?
It's not quite a codicil. It's. No, he's been bequeathed money. Uh-huh. It's in the will.
WFMU has been bequeathed.
Yeah, WFMU, the station. Yeah. There's a condition on it.
Beth, I got to ask you.
How you die.
Beth, just tell me, is it a funny condition?
Beth, you don't have to answer anything.
Yes, it is. It's a funny condition.
You'll have look, you're the chief executive here. It's going to be your call. You don't have to do it.
No, you can turn away this. $3 million.
Yeah.
That was not that much.
No, it's not even close. Not even close.
Not even that. But it's okay. His kids.
As long as it doesn't involve farm animals, I'm there.
It doesn't necessarily involve farm animals. That's your hint.
What do you mean by that?
That's the only hint you'll get.
Okay.
Okay, you'll find out. You'll find out.
If I outlive you,
if you outlive me.
Yeah.
Well, right, it's on, baby.
Andy, I'm going to have someone else sing. I'll just cry by their side.
That's as good for me. You know what?
Yeah, because you know I can't sing.
You know what, honey? Surprise me. I love you.
I love you too, bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye, Beth.
I married well.
Might I suggest Jenny?
Jenny's
as the singer, and Beth will just cry by her side.
That'd be great. I'd be thrilled to have a listener, a fan from the radio station.
Yeah,
sing Nobody Does It Better.
And Beth can wipe her tears on Jenny's gown.
I think what Beth can do is just add the Andes to personalize.
Oh, okay.
It.
Yeah, that's true. Boy, I'm excited for you to die now.
I might find out
what the stunt is.
I might outlive you.
You're going to make me do a stunt. To get the bequest.
One last stunt.
One last stunt.
I can't wait too. That's how good it is. I can't wait too.
Oh boy, oh boy.
One final stunt.
So are you here next week?
Well, next week, it's actually, when we had Beth on the phone, I should have talked to her. Ah. It's actually up to her. Yom Kippur starts at sundown.
Ah.
Is it sundown now? When is sundown these days?
I don't know. Very
cloudy. So I have to get.
Very cloudy outside.
I have to get permission.
Oh, geez. And don't forget about bingo. 7-second delay bingo.
Got to get permission from Beth for that,
No, you already got permission. 7-second delay bingo is happening at Monty Hall. On Saturday night, October 27th.
Save the date. Be there and be square.
We got a real gambling license.
We're really giving away money. You're not giving it away. You can win it.
Yeah.
We're going to call the numbers.
Going to be a cash winner for every game. And we're doing it legally and everything.
Wonder what the first number will be.
B3.
Oh, I hope it's not. I hope it's not. I hope it's D14.
No. We've already predetermined.
You can't say that because that means we're cheating.
The State Gaming Commission made us fill out this entire application.
Including what numbers are going to be drawn and when?
The first several numbers, yeah.
Wait, will we have one of those balls that you roll that you mix to mix up the, I mean, sorry, the cages, the little balls in the cage?
Of course.
That's going to be fun.
We're going to have legal observers.
We are?
Yeah, we have to have bingo watchers.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Two of them.
Do we know who they are?
No, not yet.
I wonder what their number is. To bribe them.
To bribe them?
Yeah. We'll find out. Yeah. We'll find out there.
We will.
Live on stage.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
And who do we thank, Ken? Nick the Bard.
We thank Nick the Bard.
Veronica.
We thank Veronica.
And that's it.
And we thank our thank you girl, Dana.
And that's it.
Yep.
Okay. I love you, Ken.
I love you more, Andy.
sorrow and replaces it with joy.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Thank you. The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Down in New Orleans where the blues were born, it takes a cool cat to blow a horn. On the side in Rampart Street, the combos play with the mambo beat. The Mardi Gras mambo, mambo, mambo. Mardi Gras mambo, mambo, mambo. Mardi Gras mambo. Down in New Orleans, in Great Town where the cats all meet, it's the Mardi Gras mambo with the beat. Shout a cheer for the Zulu King and truck on down with the mambo swing. The Mardi Gras mambo, mambo, mambo. Mardi Gras mambo, mambo, mambo. Mardi Gras mambo. Down in New takes a cool cat to blow a horn on the side in Rampart Street. The combo